dictation for Richard Lunack, L-U-N-E-A-C-K, August 4, 1965. Mr. Lunack is a 57-year-old gentleman, a new dialysis patient, our facility in ALMA, A-L-M-A. Has not seen a doctor in a long period of time. 2014, was supposed to be taking blood pressure medicines. He stopped everything. He was recently admitted to the hospital because of weakness, fatigue. I believe was transferred to Boma Hospital. They found it a large thoracoabdominal aortic aneurysm. He started on dialysis, catheter on the right side. They believe the aneurysm is smaller than that. No surgical procedure was done. There was some degree of edema that has resolved. Was feeling weak, poor appetite, back to normal. Right now, no vomiting, dysphagia, normal bowel movements, no bleeding, no diarrhea. Some urinary output without any cloudiness of blood. Edema resolved, no claudication symptoms, denies numbness, tingling, burning, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no abdominal discomfort or back pain, no upper respiratory symptoms, review system 14, systems negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension. He says, since he was a very young person, not taking medications for the most part, in 2014, used to see primary care at Breckenridge. There was a right inguinal hernia incarcerated with gangrene, requiring part of bowel removal, complications of recurrence of hernia despite a mesh. He denies diabetes. He denies any history of coronary artery disease, TIS stroke, peripheral vascular disease, no deep-vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding. He's not aware of blood transfusion at the time of bowel surgery. He was a heavy smoker until 3 months ago, sometimes two, three packs a day, cutting down to half a pack, now off. He started at the age of 12, prior heavy alcohol as a young person. He's not aware of chronic liver disease. He's not aware of prior kidney disease, kidney stones, blood clotting in the urine or infection, no gout. Next paragraph, surgery as indicated above. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph. Pressing medications review. He says to be compliant, and that includes Prilosec, Coric, Losartan, Lipitor, nitrates, Robaxil, Vasorelaxan, which is not taking anymore, and no Sofran. Next paragraph on physical exam. He is alert, oriented and free, no respiratory distress. For the most part, normal hearing and speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no palpable neck masses of thyroid, no gross carotid bruise. Clear lungs posteriorly, but few wheezes anteriorly, no localized valves, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness or masses, no peripheral edema, no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries. Anemia down to 8.9, ferritin 617, saturation 9%. We are doing EPO treatment. He denies external bleeding, has a dialysis catheter, he needs an AV fistula. I explained that and he agrees to proceed. Presently 3 hours, clearance is borderline low at 1.2969%. Present weight around 69.5. We are removing small amount of fluid as he's making urine. Blood pressure remains high, 190s to 100s, over 90s to 100s, just beginning to take medications. Next number, low albumin improving, potassium normal at 3 BAF, a normal sodium, glucose, phosphorus less than 5.5, calcium less than 10.2, PTH in the 400s. I review outside records. They mention a non-contrast CT scan, a suprarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm reported at 6.1 in one of those measurements, although another testing apparently was only like 5.4. He received blood transfusion in that admission. Hemoglobin was low in the 5.9. For hypertension, he received esmolol, E-S-M-O-L-O-L, drip. Creatinine was running around 11, phosphorus at 12.4, low albumin liver testing not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient likely has end-stage renal disease from uncontrolled hypertension for a long period of time. We will try to get imaging results. I'm suspicious he will have small kidneys. He understands that he needs an AV fistula. We need to explore potential transplantation. We will educate about home dialysis options. In the meantime, for dialysis, we are trying to accomplish a hemoglobin of 10 above. We will use EPO and iron as needed. Our clearance, we want to be KTV in the 1.2, if possible 1.3. Fluid removal as needed for blood pressure and volume overload, which right now doesn't show. Potential treatment for potassium, calcium, phosphorus, and PTH according to levels. The aneurysm be followed by the vascular surgeon. We will get more imaging, or we will get imaging results as there is some conflicting data from different hospital, different numbers, 7, 6, 5, 6, 7. We'll see what is the true number. Clinically not symptomatic. He understands the risk for this in terms of rupture. He needs aggressive cholesterol management. I don't have cholesterol levels. He needs to be compliant with all blood pressure medications, presently maximal dose of losartan, maximal dose Coric. We might need to add a third, fourth agent. End of dictation.